So we'll begin the kidney rejuvenation practice by lying down and getting comfortable. And just start to wriggle your body into the mat. Just wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. Working out any tension you feel in your body. And then we're going to stretch out the right side of our body. Really give yourself a big feline stretch. And left side, stretching. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Good. Your breath is just natural as you stretch. Again on the right. And stretching again on the left. Then we're going to stretch both together. Big stretch in. Good. And release. Just rest for a moment, feeling into your body. Bring your hands and warm them. And I want you to bring your palms right to the groin area here. And if you can touch the skin, it's even better. And what you're looking for is the pulse in your groin. So see if you can sense the pulse in your groin. Feel around for it. Don't worry if you don't find one. Doesn't mean you're dead. So place your hands over that pulse area, that groin area. And here we're just going to breathe. This is the demo, so I'll go a little quicker than we will be doing it as an actual practice. Just take a few breaths into the groin. And then we're going to move our hands up to the lower belly area. And we'll take a few more breaths just into this area. And then moving the hands into the upper belly solar plexus area. Just breathing deeply into this area of your body. Hands on the lower ribs here, they become very active. So as you exhale, really push away your hands. And as you exhale, push in, push in, push in, push in. So inhale, you're pushing away. Exhale, you press in. Hands come up to your chest now. Same thing. Really push away your hands on that in-breath. And let them sink into your chest on the out-breath. Holding your throat in any way that's comfortable. Same thing, some deep breaths into your throat. Again, this is a demo, so I'm moving quickly. Hands on your head, just somewhere comfortable, wherever it feels nice to rest your hands. You can even brush down when you're done, bringing your hands all the way down to your navel and belly button area. And I want you to be aware of the polarity between your spine, a point directly across from your navel, and the navel itself. So when you inhale, you expand, and when you exhale, that point moves in towards your spine. So they're moving away from each other on that in-breath, like they're pushing away, and on the out-breath, they come in. The first move is bending the knees, clasping your hands. I'm just going to show this quickly. You're going to bring your hands between the legs, curl your tailbone and your chin, and all the focus is now on the kidney area of your body. And you're going to take some deep breaths. And on that third exhale, when we do this, we just come down and we rest. Between each exercise, we're really going to let go. We're going to lengthen our legs and our arms and really rest here. Okay, so because it's a demo, we're moving forward quickly. Pull your right leg in. Hug your right leg towards your chest. Again, you're going to curl your tailbone and chin. Pull your navel to the floor and breathe into the right kidney. Then we release the foot back down. Take a few breaths. And then we do the left side. So pull the left leg in. Curl your chest, tailbone, chin. Bring the navel to the floor. And then we release, letting go. And again, between the exercise, you lengthen out your legs, release your arms. and rest. Okay, we're going to move into the third part. So you're going to bring both knees up this time. Clasp your wrists. And as you curl your head and tailbone this time, you're going to push your legs up against your arm and give that extra pressure. And you'll feel your kidneys being pushed into the floor. And you just breathe into both kidneys. To end, we relax and allow the feet to come back down. We're going to put our palms or hands on the upper thighs and really push against them. This is a gentle stretch for your lower back. It feels really yummy. So I'll be guiding that in the audio portion of this practice. And again, we're going to release and relax. Okay, so the final one, so bring your knees up. But this time you want to open up your legs and put your elbows on the inside of your legs and put your palms flat in together. What's going to happen is you're going to squeeze your inner thighs towards each other, but they stay away because you've got your hands there. Curl your tailbone and chin and you breathe into the kidneys. And then we release and let go, bringing the feet back down. But only this time you're going to hold your ankles and we're going to stretch the spine by bringing our pelvis up. If you're strong, you can lift your heels up and hold your kidneys in either position. Take some deep, full breaths. Then we're going to slowly come down with our heels. Slowly come down through the spine, all the way down. And once we're at the bottom, we're going to gently tap the sacrum against the floor, very gently. This sends a nice vibration through the whole pelvis and helps to release any extra tension or stagnation in this area of your body. Again, to finish, lengthen all the way out. Again, we're going to stretch out on the right. We're going to stretch out on the left. Stretch both, really stretch, 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 stretch. And release. I'm going to bring your arms and hands, feet to the ceiling and really shake. I want you to shake, 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 shake. Get the lymph going. So you really shake as hard as you can. You can make funny noises. And then let go. And just enjoy the sensation in your body. Taking some deep breaths. Heating the hands to end with. Bring them back to the groin, feeling the pulse once again. And notice if there's a change in your pulse. And then we'll finish the practice by rolling over to one side gently and sitting up.